Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I have to give them credit where it is due. I have heard two Eagles Saints promos. They have both made me chuckle.
Great job, Battle. That's all. That's all.
Okay, yeah. That's all you got.
Yeah.
All right.
Just let him know that he's done a great job.
Stop.
We're team guys.
We are team guys. We don't always act like team guys, though. We act like team guys on our team.
Yeah, this show, and you're starting to get there, which is good, because
us against the world sort of thing?
Well, yeah, but Ike and I are often wondering, like, are you part of our team, or are you still brand manager, Spike?
Yeah.
You know, and we take down everyone. You know what I mean? Like, that's the big
question. Our teammates.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
It's mainly our teammates.
Speaking of teammates.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
What I have for you today is five things that we can't let happen because there are things going on in the sports world and at the station that must be put to a stop. Okay? Put to a stop doesn't make any sense. I'm well aware, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Number five. Does anyone listen to this station? Because overnight, we got John Johnson.
Yeah.
And he's been doing something all week. Again, city's collapsing. City's melting down. Eagles lose.
Yep.
Phils, they're fine. They're great. There's a new arena downtown.
City is melting down?
Melting down.
Okay.
And I got John Johnson doing something called Peanut Butter Week.
He's just breaking
down the different kind of peanut butter treats on his snack of the night. Listen, here's a sample of Peanut Butter Week.
As we continue through Peanut Butter Week, we hit an interesting crossroads because the item I'm going to feature now can be eaten two different ways.
Wow.
It can either be eaten cooked or uncooked.
Ooh.
Now, what could I possibly be talking about?
I don't know, almost anything.
Well, let me, without further ado, introduce it. Ladies and gentlemen, my snack of the night, Reese's Peanut Butter Cookies. Oh.
What are we doing?
Well, in fairness to John, he's got 4 hours to fill by himself in the overnight.
We're eating peanut butter?
Loves snacks.
Obviously, he does a snack at a night.
I do think peanut butter is maybe the most, diverse food there is. You can put it on salty stuff, on sweet stuff. You know, if you're gonna do a week of any food, peanut butter is a good one.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm with you. Peanut butter, you can do a lot with it.
Yeah.
Peanut butter cup.
I love that he said, he goes, now this is something you could eat either raw or cooked. Wow. You whittled it down from every vegetable, fish, there's a long list, man, there, John.
Peanut butter week. Off to a hot
start.
So
what is it that we can't let happen here?
Peanut butter week again. Okay. Come on. Okay. Jeez.
Right. Yes.
The fourth, at least during football season.
Okay.
You want to do peanut butter week in July, knock yourself out. Okay? Jeez. Right.
I agree.
The fourth thing that we can't let happen is we can't let Belichick get to the Cowboys or Giants. I need Bill. I need Belichick wearing midnight green / Kelly green.
Well, Jack, hate to tell you, brother, but that's probably not going to happen.
I disagree.
Where would you rank likelihood? Giants, Eagles, Cowboys, rank them.
I would go Bill Belichick. Cowboys. Eagles, Giants.
Giants. Yeah. Yes. I think I'm in the same place.
He is going to be in the NFC East next year.
Yeah, I don't know why he would want to be a Giant.
Other than the fact that
he used to work there.
And he has a good relationship with the owner, but there's not a lot of talent there, and he's, you know, old.
What's he going to have? Shedeur Sanders as his quarterback? Like, what's he going to do?
I don't know.
Now, you know that's not going to work. Yeah, so.
Is there a free agent they could pay?
I was going to say, he's going to have to go out and get a free agent quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm sure Russ is available.
Russ will be available.
Bring him in.
Yeah. Doesn't the Cowboys
Carson?
Thing. I feel like it could.
Carson will be available.
Yeah. I feel like I already see the ESPN like breaking news that Bill Belichick has agreed to a 7-year, $100 million contract to coach the Cowboys.
Yes. Right off into the sunset. It's like his, what do they call it? The golden parachute when you retire. Yeah. That's what this contract, Jerry Jones will be giving out to Bill Belichick at about $25 million a year.
They both ride off into the sunset together?
Yeah.
Let me ask you both this question. Would you take, if I guaranteed you Bill Belichick, would you take a 6-win Eagles season this year?
No.
Yes. Bring me Bill.
And that's why we're not getting Bill, because
they're going to be too good.
This team is going to be too good. They're making the playoffs, and Nick Sirianni isn't going anywhere.
Hmm. Yep. I agree. The third thing that we can't let happen, and this might be gambling infused, might be fantasy infused, but a lot of rumblings. The defense is back. We can't let defense get back into
the league.
No. It's way more fun with more points. This sucks.
Well,
there's no passing anymore.
It's brutal. Offense has to figure it out. It's Vic Fangio's defense, really, that ruined
the stats.
Well, really, I mean, because it's really, he's the one that sort of popularized the too high safety
thing,
right?
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying,
Which basically has murdered passing. Well, that and the fact that the quarterbacks are doing all this RPO stuff in college, and then they can't really navigate deep throws and that sort of stuff. So it might take a few years for this to reverse. It's not going to be next year, I don't think.
All I know is that the NFL is going to find some way to get points back on the board.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You don't want 3 yards cloud of dust?
We're going to ban cover 2 defense like Mel Kiper suggested. Yeah.
No more 2 safeties in the back. That's how football's meant to be played.
Well, the other sports, you know, the NBA started having illegal defense because of Will.
Yep.
And then they added the 3-point line, which is a big change.
Mm-hmm. Two-way zone defense.
Yep. MLB.
Told us by guys like LeBron could still have a career.
Right. For as long as he wants.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball got rid of the shift, which is a big thing.
Which I was happy about.
Yeah, I think most of us were. The pitch clock.
A decade ago, Ryan Howard still be playing.
Sure. So maybe... Maybe the NFL will change the rules to increase offense like that.
I need it, because we want to make some money here. The second thing that we can't let happen is, even though we made him number one in Eagles power Insider of the Year power rankings yesterday,
Elliot,
we can't lose Elliot. He hasn't been responding to text messages since the big reveal. We might have gone a little too hard,
really,
on old Elliot.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. And today, in a truly shameful act, he labeled the Eagles' offensive line as elite.
I saw.
It's just a shameful, shameful act. But we can't lose Elliot. We got to rein him back in. We love you, buddy.
We love Elliot.
It's just a bit.
Wow.
Elliot's not returning your text messages?
No.
Spike, I told you you went too far.
Oh,
you did not tell me I went too far.
You
said
encouraged
I went too far.
It, actually. Yeah.
Everybody was like, funny idea.
It. Yeah. Now, maybe because I did send him a picture of Walker's baby stuffed squirrel today. And I said, this kind of looks like you.
And that's why he's not answering.
No, I think it was Eagles Insider of the Year.
Have you texted him anything else?
I mean, like, we're in a group chat, me and Seltzer with him. Me and Seltzer are talking. It's just one member of that group is sitting out.
I'm going to text him now.
Oh,
let's see if you get a response.
Are you mad at us?
Okay. Wow.
All right.
We can't lose Elliot.
Okay. No, we can't.
Yeah.
I love it. Was so important you did not lose Elliot that you made it public.
Yeah. Yes, to ridicule him more.
On the radio, yep. in a segment we feature by name every day at the same exact time.
That everybody is listening.
Yeah, good move, Jack. You're a person to person kind of guy.
Real buddy there.
Yeah.
Real friend.
Just text me back.
Yep.
The number one thing that we can't let happen, it was announced, I guess, last night. Eli Manning possibly an NFL Hall of Famer?
Oh, he's can't, definitely going to be a Hall
of Famer. We can't let it happen. It's just, come
we
on.
We can't let it happen.
Everyone agrees he shouldn't be a Hall of Famer, but oh, well, he beat Brady twice. He's not a Hall of Famer.
That does get you in the Hall
of Famer. But everyone's like, he's not a Hall of Famer because we watched Eli Manning. He's not a Hall of Famer.
One, two Super Bowls.
I think that's what anyone says, but there's no other reason why he's a Hall of Famer. He sucked.
He didn't suck.
He mostly sucked.
He mostly sucked.
Did he ever finish top 10 in MVP?
No. Maybe that one year when they were 13-3. And that was the year we went up there and beat them. Like, they rarely had years where they were a dominant team. But the one year they were a very good team, I think it was 08. That's the year when McNabb answered the phone on the sideline.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they were the number one seed that year.
Dude, he's a four-time Pro Bowler. He's never been top 10 MVP voting. Like, I know he beat Brady twice.
I agree.
It'd be like putting Foles in.
They beat the undefeated Patriots.
I'm aware.
It's not
and
like
he's
putting
a Manny.
Foles in.
And it's not like Foles. At least Eli, to that idiot, benched him for Geno Smith for one game. Eli would have been the all-time consecutive games player.
Oh, yeah.
Remember,
yeah,
they
it wasn't until the
no
end.
Reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was, what's his name?
Ben McAdoo.
He should never coach again.
Oh, yeah? Well, guess what? Your GM was like, hey, we should probably bring him to Philly. And you're lucky Ben McAdoo got a call from the Giants.
Yeah, Coughlin wanted to come, too. Yeah, everybody up there wanted to come down here.
And nobody wants to hear this, but he did it in New York, which...
It's harder to play there.
Profile-wise, yeah. it means overall, it's just a higher, it's a bigger thing. You do it in New York, you do it anywhere else.
And he's actually been more of a high-profile guy since he retired than he was when he played. He didn't search out commercials in the camera when he was a player.
It's funny. His whole job with the Giants now is they just... Like he's like a mascot.
Yeah.
He goes out, shakes hands, smiles, you know.
I mean, he's not greater than LT.
No.
But I'm trying to think. Frank Gifford? Like, who would you put in front of Eli Manning?
As an all-time Giant?
Yeah. Well, Y.A. Tittle? Like, what are we looking at?
It's really...
I mean, LT is
LT.
One.
That's a really good question.
Because you can't. I mean, he's playing quarterback.
Oh, Strahan.
Strahan's a good one.
Yep. Better player.
Yep. As all-time
not
Giant.
Not a better Giant.
No. Yeah,
can't be.
I would agree. Yeah.
Can't be.
He's mostly beloved. Now, they did fight about him constantly in New York, but is beloved now. By the way, Elliot says, I asked him, are you mad at us? He says, no, why would I be? Did something happen on the show today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he knew something happened on the show, yeah.
Jack said, well, that was yesterday. Well. Jack said you weren't answering his text.
This is going well.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
We're just covering our bases.
Yep.
We make sure that we keep everyone happy.
Can't put Tiki in front of him.
No.
Yeah.
Not Justin Tuck.
No.
Not Plaxico.
Brandon Jacobs.
Justin or Jason Sehorn.
Yeah, you got to go with Eli, man.
What a sad franchise.
with four titles.
Yeah, we don't have any quarterbacks who won two Super Bowls.
Eh, whatever. Overrated. Actually great players. You know what I mean?
This hour is brought to you by Guide to Torn Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guide to Torn Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Does Eli Manning belong in the Hall of Fame? 215? No. Aaron and Mount Airy. Aaron and Mount Airy, I think, agrees with me on the Eagles. What up, A?
What's up, fellas? And it's funny y'all mentioned Eli Manning because every time his name gets mentioned, I go on the rant. He is I can't cuss. He is a bum. I do not want that man in the, like, if he goes to the, and I know, what's that quarterback that didn't win nothing from the Chargers that made the Hall of Fame? Okay, we can't double.
Philip Rivers.
Dan Fouts?
Oh, Dan Fouts.
Yeah, Dan Fouts. Philip, yeah, and I don't know why do you like quarterbacks who put up meaningless stats like Philip Rivers? Like, why do you like this type of quarterback?
Me? I love Dan Marino, though.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Spike. He loves Phillip Rivers. He talks about Phillip Rivers a lot.
Well, I just think he was good, you know. And if he was if he was in a better situation, he could have won a Super Bowl.
If he was a better quarterback, he could have won a Super Bowl.
He was a good quarterback.
He was a good quarterback. He was.
He had Antonio Gates and LT. How much better situation can you give him?
That's two Hall of Famers right there, eh?
Antonio Gates probably a top six tight end, and LT probably a top five running back. Mm-hmm. And he had that, but couldn't get to the. We got the 1 AFC championship game, right?
And blew the lead, yeah. Blew it.
But he had a messed up knee. It don't matter. But you like the meaningless quarterback, stat quarterback, Spike. But you love Nick Foles because he was. But it is what it is. Listen.
I didn't know this was the rip spike for liking Philip Rivers' call.
Yeah, well, I don't like Eli Manning. His name just does something to me, and I don't care about that he won the Super Bowl. He didn't win it. The defense did. So they shut down the Patriots both them games. He got one guy caught on his helmet. Another guy made a great catch on the sideline. But we don't give them no credit. All about,
that was a great throw though. That throw to Manningham.
What throw?
Yeah, the one to Manningham up the sideline.
It was a better catch than throw. You know it was. Philip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger, that was a great throw.
Yes.
That was a great throw.
Yes.
Eli Manning, he got luck. But listen, yes. The problem with the Eagles, right?
Yep.
The defense is atrocious. We know that. I've been saying it all season. Defense is atrocious. And I sit there watching the game, and, like, we got two big guys in the middle, but guys are just running up the middle. And I'm watching the linebackers. They can't shed no.
Nope.
They can't shed nothing. The guard get their hands on them, and then the run back already by it. They
yep.
can't shed, like and Reed Blankenship he overruns every tackle. Like it's just so we know what the defense is. So we got to outscore people, and the way we outscore people is with Jalen Hurts not turning the ball over. He had that one turnover, but. Points have to be put on the board because the defense will not consistently hold. Like somehow in the crunch time we will get smoked.
Can I offer one other thing there, Aaron? I may be changing my mind on the sort of take what the defense gives you thing with Jalen. Now but here's if we're going to need to outscore teams, we just can't do it. 4 and 6 yards at a time. It's not going to work. It's
that is true.
They're just now their biggest yards after catch guy is AJ Brown, so that's important. I think Dallas Goedert could actually be one if they would actually throw him the ball.
You know, we overcorrect him with Goedert this week, right?
Yes, yeah, yes, for sure, for sure.
Give me the Rams week all over again.
Yeah, yeah,
like last year.
11 targets.
Who did?
No, he's saying he's going to get 11
get
targets
11
this
targets.
Week.
Yeah.
And we're going to forget that Devontae Smith is on the field.
We just watched a game where he did the take what's there thing, and they scored 21 points, which is not going to be enough for a team that has to carry its defense. I think at times, sometimes situation will call for a 9-minute drive. It was actually not a bad time for it to happen there. But the problem
just
is...
Just didn't finish it.
Yeah, the problem is keeping the defense off the field is fine, but if when the defense gets on the field, they're allowing scores too, and that team can score quickly and we can't, it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. We're going to end up in situations like the Atlanta game, just maybe against teams who are better at scoring than Atlanta is. It makes me pretty nervous doing it that way. I don't know what our options are, but I'm a little weary of that whole plan, you know?
No, I hear you on that.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't put it into words. The defense pains me because we've had – For the last few years, the defense has not been a good defense. And I don't understand why. They invest in the defensive line. They put money in the backfield. So why are we such a poor defense? We switch defensive coordinators, but we're still a poor defense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. Because
they don't have good players.
Well, yeah, because we're about – at some point, A, and
but
that's –
the Chiefs didn't have good players 2 years. They were all young, but like, well, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, they developed into good players. And to your point, the Chiefs' young defense wasn't great the year they won the Super Bowl, but they were much better last year. We weren't great last year with our young players, but we don't see the jump this year from the players.
Jalen Carter, he's absent. Big boy.
Big Baby Davis, Jordan Davis.
We all went crazy about Zach Baum because he's an average linebacker around other average linebackers. Like,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yep. You got a dance for us?
Yeah. What's your favorite dance?
Remember when Yoshi said, "Hey, you got to hold down for the black people." You disappointed when you said the centipede, man. Come on, man. But you know what I'm going with?
What?
I'm going with the WAP. And you know what? Another fake fight. You such a New York snob.
What?
Do you know you're such a New York snob.
No, I'm not.
He really is.
I left.
He will tell you I live in New York. I lived up there.
Well, it's true.
I worked there for
Things
3 years.
Different in New York. They basically said it means more.
Hold on. I chose to come back here. You know, everyone.
We bailed you.
Hold on. We came and got you.
Well, that's true. Yeah, okay. But I'm saying they weren't. I wasn't unemployed. They
sure,
wanted to
yes,
keep me employed
yes,
in
they
New York.
They certainly wanted to keep you.
They absolutely wanted to keep me.
Yes.
So no disrespect to the current program director there, but they wanted to keep me. So I think I should get credit for ultimately choosing Ike and Jack and Philadelphia over
New York,
the biggest city in the world.
Well, what about this piece of audio?
This is the Mecca.
I mean, you hear that? I know it's your first day on the job in New York.
What do you want me to say to Boomer Esiason on the WFAN morning show?
How did you pull that up?
This is the Mecca. All right.
Where'd you get that from?
I've had that one saved for
get
a
out
while.
Of Aaron, I can't. This call has been destructive
hey,
for
man,
me.
Hey, man, stop taking my black card, man. I can't remember some of these dances, man.
The WAP, you got the, because ain't no more brothers calling, so you got the WAP, you got the running man, you got the cabbage patch. Come on, you got them all.
That is true. I was, now, what did I go with? Centipede?
Yeah. Centipede.
Yeah,
centipede.
Happy about that. The black delegation was
yeah.
like, no.
Yes. They count on you.
Yes,
they
do.
Can't count on us.
They do, yes.
Yeah.
Well, a little behind the curtain thing.
Yeah.
In our private meetings.
Yes.
Yeah.
The black people
meetings? Yeah, the black delegation,
okay.
Yeah. I've been told I'm letting way too much music. Y'all just done took over the whole music scene here.
But that's not true.
I don't think that's true.
Well, I'm just telling you.
Okay. All right.
We have Creed at 5:30.
Well.
They're not Creed. The Creed isn't.
They're not Creedsmen.
Doesn't fit the demographic.
Well, we gotta have. We can't have one Creed.
Hold on.
You know what we should do?
I like Creed.
We should. We had discussed introducing Annie Up by MOP on one of
yes.
the returns
yes.
every day. And
well,
I think
Jack has no idea about the song.
No yeah. idea.
But it's a great one.
But hold on.
What?
How am I supposed to replace We Bring the Boom?
Well, so that isn't a black or white thing. That's on everybody's For You page.
That's TikTok.
AJ and Big Justice is bringing us all together.
We have almost every demographic covered. Sometimes we mix in some rap. We
yep.
got TikTok. We got hard rock.
Yep.
We got country.
I said we are a very diverse group here. I said that.
We got to get K-pop then. If we're going to get every demographic,
okay.
we have to get the Korean pop. We're going to have to get some, you know, Latino
Korean
music.
Korean pop.
Yeah, maybe we get a Bad Bunny. That's Latino, right?
I don't mind that. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't mind a little salsa music.
Yeah.
J-Lo?
It's like the Mecca. I can't believe the black delegation is upset about Creed.
Well,
Creed
yeah.
is for the people.
That's exactly right.
May have been the Big Justice and AJ thing took them over the top.
Yeah, I could see that. That's a very white thing to be in on.
Yes, even though
I'm
AJ
in on
and
it.
Big Justice are on the For You page.
They are, yes.
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 But that was only 2 weeks ago. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
we had to introduce Ike to
yes.
Big Justice
yes.
and
no,
AJ.
No, you definitely introduced me
yeah.
to him.
Okay. All right. We will get to the text line. And, you know, Yoshi is on hold. So we have to find out his opinion on the dance.
Mm-hmm.
He apparently
be something freaky.
Apparently, he's got a very controversial opinion on twerking.
Oh, okay.
See, the delegation should be happy with that tease. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going
So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.